From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. The 43rd ASEAN Summit venue's complete renovation targeted by August the 25th. Indonesian Air Force to receive third Super Hercules. Now the news in detail. Indonesian government is aiming to complete the renovation of the Jakarta Convention Center, the venue for the 43rd ASEAN Summit, by August 25th. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadimulyono stated in Jakarta on Saturday that the ministry is committed to providing maximum support for the holding of the 43rd Summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, scheduled to take place on September the 5th until 7th in Jakarta, by preparing the required infrastructures. Diana Kusumastuti, the Ministry's Cipta Karya Director General, stated that the project is applying a concept that highlights the cultural elements of Indonesia to reflect and display the nation's characteristics and identity. The 43rd ASEAN Summit will be the second summit to be held under Indonesia's ASEAN chairmanship this year. The first summit took place in May 2023 in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara. Indonesian Education, Culture, Research and Technology Ministry is exhibiting 145 innovative products at the 2023 Research and Innovation Exhibition at Gelora Bung Karno, Jakarta from August 11 until 13 to commemorate the 28th National Technology Awakening Day. Acting Director General of Higher Education, Research and Technology of the Ministry, Nizam, noted in a statement on Saturday, the commemoration becomes a momentum to encourage the development of research and innovation in order to increase the nation's competitiveness. The exhibition was held in order to introduce innovative products from universities that have been tested more closely to the public. These products comprise 31 food products, 32 energy products, 59 health products, 9 electric vehicle products, and 14 research products and other innovative products. Indonesian Air Force will receive the third unit of C-130J-30 Super Hercules aircraft from the Defense Ministry on Tuesday, as the plane has arrived at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base on Wednesday. The head of the Air Force Information Service, Air Commodore Agung Sasongko Jati, confirmed on Friday that the ministry will officially hand over the aircraft on Tuesday. The third unit of the ordered military transport aircraft was flown from the factory of Lockheed Martin in Georgia, the United States, on Thursday and embarked on a 33-hour-long flight to Jakarta. The Air Force has received two units of the C-130J-30 Super Hercules, A-1339 and A-1340 that arrived in Jakarta and were handed over by the Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto on March the 6th and 8th. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Malaysian Perikatan Nasional Chairman Muhyiddin Yassin said opposition's strong performance in Malaysia's state elections is a clear sign that the people have rejected Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's unity government alliance. But Anwar Ibrahim, who leads the Pakatan Harapan and Barisan Nasional coalition, has stressed that the unity government at the federal level remains intact and committed to serving the people, even as he adds that the people's choice must be accepted. On paper, the election outcome keeps things as status quo, with both coalitions retaining the three states they each had control of before the local assemblies were dissolved, paving the way for up to 9.9 million eligible voters to pick from 570 candidates for 245 seats. Hundreds of South Korean activists gathered in central Seoul on Saturday to protest against Japan's plan to release treated radioactive water from the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean. Japan's Asahi Shimbun Daily reported earlier this week that the country plans to start releasing the water into the ocean as early as late August, citing unidentified government sources. Japan's nuclear regulator last month granted approval for plant operation Tokyo Electric Power to start releasing the water, which Japan and the International Atomic Energy Agency said is safe, but nearby countries fear may contaminate food. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and opposition leader Raja Riaz agreed on Saturday to name Senator Anwar ul Haq Kakkar as caretaker premier to oversee election. Kakkar, a lesser-known politician from the southwestern province of Balochistan, will name a cabinet and head government to steer the nuclear-armed nation through an economic and political crisis until a new government is elected. Under Pakistan's constitution, a neutral caretaker government oversees national elections, which must be held within 90 days of the dissolution of the parliament's lower house, which in this instance means early November. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi urged the Philippines to work with China to seek an effective way to defuse tensions in the South China Sea. The official Xinhua News Agency said on Saturday, the comments come amid rising tension between the two countries over the location of grounded warship that serves as military outpost in the South China Sea. Wang Yi made the comments during a visit to Singapore and Malaysia, which took place on Thursday and Friday. He said China had repeatedly expressed its willingness to resolve differences with the Philippines through bilateral dialogue, hoping that the Philippine side would abide by a consensus reached in the past. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's Spotlights is on OECD appreciates President Joko Widodo's leadership in reforming Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a delegation from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, led by Secretary General Matthias Korman at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Thursday, August the 10th. Working with over 100 countries, the OECD is a global policy forum that promotes policies to improve the economic and social well-being of people around the world. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani, after accompanying the President, said that the OECD appreciated President Joko Widodo's leadership in carrying out reform steps in a number of fields to strengthen the national economy amidst a situation of global uncertainty. According to her, many of President Joko Widodo's reforms in the economic and investment fields were considered very suitable for Indonesia's need in strengthening the economy. Minister Sri Mulyani revealed that the cooperation between the Indonesian government and the OECD had been going on for a long time, and Indonesia was the main partner of the OECD. In fact, Indonesia and the OECD have carried out a number of collaborative programs such as economic surveys and assessment of policies in force in the country, such as policies related to state-owned enterprises and taxation, capital investment, public procurement, anti-corruption, and the environment. Meanwhile, regarding Indonesia's desire to join the OECD membership, President Joko Widodo hopes that the membership process can run well and quickly. Moreover, according to Sri Mulyani, Indonesia has carried out a number of reforms to strengthen the Indonesian economy, which turned out to be in accordance with the requirements of OECD membership. On the same occasion, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that in the near future, a meeting would be held to discuss plans for Indonesia's membership in the OECD. Minister Retno Marsudi also revealed that support from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, member countries for Indonesia's membership in the organization is quite strong. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Start today in history with August the 13th, 1961. The construction of the Berlin Wall begins. The construction of the Berlin Wall, which separated East and West Germany, began on August the 13th, 1961. On the night of August the 12th to 13th, 1961, East German soldiers erected a barbed wire fence stretching more than 30 miles or 48 kilometers through the heart of Berlin. On August 15, 1961, East Germany began replacing barbed wire with concrete. The first concrete piles were installed on Bernauer Straße and at Potsdamer Platz. These walls became a symbol of ideological and political divisions that illustrate the impact of the Cold War. Despite physical and emotional hurdles, the German people remained united in spirit and determination to achieve reunification, which finally materialized in 1990. Turning to August 13, 1997, the declaration of International Left-Handed Day. The celebration of International Left-Handers Day actually had started on August 13, 1976, but the declaration was only made on August 13, 1997 by the Left-Handers Day Club. The International Left-Hand Day is meant to promote awareness of the discomfort left-handed people experience in a world dominated by right-handed people. The International Left-Hand Day is also used as a reminder of the uniqueness and differences that are owned by around 7 to 10% of the total world population. I'll end today's history with August 13, 2015, the Baghdad bombing. On August 13, 2015, shortly after 6 local time, a refrigerated truck filled with a bomb was detonated in the Sadr City district in northeastern Baghdad. At least 76 people were confirmed to have died in the bombing, with at least 212 others injured. This incident created a lot of hatred against the government for the terror attacks that have continued in the city. That was today in history.
VOA listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Ashik Ekbal Tokon in Bangladesh. He was listening to English program through frequency 4750 kHz at 10 to 11 a.m. UTC. Hello, Mr. Ekbal. Thanks for your reception report on our broadcast. As your request, I will send you our QSL card as soon as possible. Please be patient. Hopefully, you will keep listening to our broadcast and sending your reception report. I look forward to your criticism and suggestions. Well, as an appreciation, Mr. Ashik Ekbal, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy.
Seribu jalan kau lalui, satu persatu kebenaran menyinari. Langkahmu dalam peluh hasratmu, dalam relung dahaga birahi tiada sirna. Seribu rasa kau hampiri, sinaran mentari kan datang. Sebentar saja lara terasa, kau meluangkan masa dalam laju asmara. Dan kau lihat rindumu telah menanti. Di ujung jalan itu kau terhisap dalam rayuannya. Terikat
tuning in to the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Ministry of Youth and Sports Hold Inter-Village Championship. The Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sports is holding the 2023 Interkampung Championship or TARKAM, which will compete in 5 sports in 32 districts or cities in Indonesia. Minister of Youth and Sports Dito Aryo Tejo said the championship was the flagship program and priority of the ministry to cultivate sports among people as stipulated in the grand design of national sport. According to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, as quoted from the official website of the ministry, Thursday, the TARKAM Championship is in accordance with one of the messages of the Indonesian President Joko Widodo, namely, that the Ministry of Youth and Sports through sports can touch the bottom layers in villages as well as a means of finding national sport talents. In this inaugural edition, after going through research, the Ministry of Youth and Sports decided to hold 5 sports that are considered popular among the public and have the potential to make world achievements, namely basketball, badminton, running, table tennis, and volleyball. The first Inter-Village Championship is to be held in 32 regencies or cities in Indonesia. Next year, it will be held in 70 regencies or cities with the target at least 200 to 300 regency cities in the future. The kickoff of the 2023 Inter-Village Championship match will take place on August the 19th in South Tenggerang, while still packaging the TARKAM concept but with a format for applying technology and also a new taste, making it large-scale and more attractive. In its implementation, it is also hoped that this can become a forum for people to meet, social interaction, and mutual cooperation as drive the people's economy. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now I would like to reply to a messenger from Mauno. In his messenger, he asked whether 3325 and 4750 kHz still in operation. Hello, Mr. Mauno. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. Yes, our frequencies are still active until now, so keep listening to our English programs and send your reception report. Thank you. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Check this one out.
Ain't nothing to lose, just like I told you. Play by my rules, not to follow the lies. Got me torn in two, I can't hide it to you. I gotta say what's true, I say what's down for you.
But a heartbreak, 'cause you make this go away. Know how to keep it silent, confide only in your space. Don't mean to hide it, can't find any other way. Writing my story, let's keep it low.
Hush, hush,
know we gotta keep it.
Hush, hush,
know we gotta keep it.
Hush, hush.
for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone by typing RRI Playgo. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Lapupu Waterfall in East Nusa Tenggara. The island of Sumba in East Nusa Tenggara is famous all over Indonesia for its natural beauty, especially the exotic hills, gallant horses, and beautiful expanses of meadows, though admittedly it has a very hot climate. Apart from that, it turns out that Sumba also has other natural beauty in the form of waterfalls that are still very natural. One of them is called the Lapupu Waterfall, which is located in Lapupu Village, Wanakoka District within the Manupiu Tanah Daru National Park area. It comes from a spring and indeed a hidden paradise in the midst of the hot sun and dry climate in West Sumba. Lapupu Waterfall is unique because it forms some steps before arriving at the pond. The height of the waterfall is approximately 90 meters. Lapupu Waterfall is a mandatory destination for visitors who travel overland to explore the exoticism of Sumba Island from west to east. For those of you who want to visit the Lapupu Waterfall, you have to take into account the time, because the best time to visit this waterfall is during the dry season, which is around May to October. In these months, the water discharge is not too big, so it is suitable to enjoy. Once arriving at the entrance to the waterfall, visitors must first register at the National Park Guard Post by paying an entrance ticket. To get to the location of the waterfall, visitors will have to walk about 500 meters along the edge of the Lapupu River with rocky terrain and a slightly downward road. When you arrive at Lapupu Waterfall, you can see how beautiful it is. The water is very clear and toska bluish, which adds to the beauty of this tourist spot. Apart from the beautiful view of the Lapupu Waterfall and its surroundings, you can also feel the fresh flow by swimming in the natural pool formed under the Lapupu Waterfall. You need to rent a vehicle to go to Lapupu Waterfall because there is no public transportation to reach the location. The distance from Waikabubak, which is the capital of West Sumba, to Lapupu Waterfall is approximately 30 kilometers. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on voinews.id. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows, you become one of the winners of the quiz.
Sudah siang hari, terhambat kerjaan hari ini. Sudah ada janji, tak bisa ku tepati.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is featuring ITS Anagria team win the Bharat EV 2023 formula. The Anagria team of the 10 November Institute of Technology or ITS Surabaya East Java won 5 titles and won first place on the podium in the Formula Bharat 7th Annual Formula Society of Automotive Engineers Electric Vehicle Concept Challenge or PEV 2023 competition, which was held online. ITS Anagria team tractive system and controller staff Nalendra Nuswantoro said his team won first place in team management strategy, first place in engineering design event, second place in procurement strategy, best battery design, and best powertrain package. Through the achievement of these 5 titles, Anagria ITS successfully brought home the first place in the overall event and outperformed 10 other international teams. The student, who is familiarly called Ale, said that the innovation brought by the ITS Anagria team in the competition held in India was the latest innovation with several developments from previous competition innovations. there are several developments in the electric car design from the previous year. Among other things, increasing the maximum speed of the car to 121 km per hour, accompanied by energy supply from energy storage according to the qualifications of the Formula Society of Automotive Engineers competition. Not only that, this car designed by Anaria ITS uses regenerative braking technology, which is able to reuse wasted energy to recharge the vehicle's battery. The car is also equipped with a telemetry remote monitoring system to accurately monitor the condition of the car while driving. In order to improve performance, the car designed by Anaria ITS also added a cooling system and fuse to the internal battery. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hujan, rintik demi rintik, membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. Semua orang inginkan teduh. Hujan,
hujan.
Wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang mendung. Tak heran ia baru saja ditinggal oleh sang kekasih. Doakan cepat berpindah hati.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from T5. T5 is a pop music group from Bandung, West Java, Indonesia, with a touch of R&B and hip-hop music, which was known in the early 2000s. The name T5 itself stands for 25, because they were five students from SMA 20 Bandung Senior High School. Last July 2023, T5 tried to remake all the albums that has led them to fame and had been released before. Therefore, this project is called The Remake Project. Starting this project, the song Kau was chosen, which was taken from the first album titled T5. At that time, this song became one of T5's hit singles. This song was first released in 2001 and received an award from the Indonesian Music Award or AMI Award for the Best Urban Production Work category. This new version of the song Kau, which in English means you, is brought back by T5 with a simpler style. This song was just released on July 21st, 2023. Well, listener, how's the new version of Kau from T5? Let's check it out.
Make a catch another point. Twist of Art 2019. Still up in the scene. On the stage, yeah. Check it out. 2020 vision.
Kata terucap tanpamu, oh, tersenyum menatap Tiada kata terucap tanpamu. Tersenyum menatap baru.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bagiku kamulah duniaku, semua ku berikan hanya.
Tinggalkan semua dan lukaiku. Kau cinta kita. Saat ku sedang sayang-sayangnya, cinta kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at @VOI_official, Twitter at @VOIIndonesia, and you can also send email to voi@voinews.id. Or simply chat us on WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130 +62 821 2381 2130. Don't forget to follow our YouTube channel VOI Official and TikTok account at VOI_official. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.